Morning, Chris.
How common are foreign brides in northern BC?
Well, I think it's a lot more common than people realize. We see these women coming through our office on a regular basis.
Can you sort of paint me a portrait of your average foreign bride? Where are they from? Why are they here?
I would say predominantly from Southeast Asian countries, as well as Eastern European countries. And through whether it's through arranged marriages or internet marriages, they're coming to marry Canadian men and just, I guess, looking for that better lifestyle.
The mechanics of this really fascinate me. How a man in northern BC would find a woman in Southeast Asia who would be willing to come to live in McBride or what have you. How does that work?
Well, I think you'd be surprised. With the movement of people, with internet access, the accessibility to these sites is just amazing. And you just do a simple search on the internet, and you come up with just literally hundreds and thousands of private agencies that are willing to make this these ma match make these.
You hinted at the motivation for the brides. I wonder if you could tell us a bit more about that. Why do women enter into these agreements?
I guess there's, generally speaking, I think a lot of the women that we see are younger, maybe in their early 20s, coming from rural communities in these developing countries. They're looking to get out of poverty, looking for ways to support their families, and really looking just for a change of lifestyle.
Is there a financial transaction?
In terms of
Money either flowing back to the country before the marriage is finalized or after the marriage is finalized?
I think that's a common thing with a lot of the women that I've spoken to and a lot of the stories that you read about. There is that financial incentive. Men are supporting them prior to even coming to Canada, and that might be part of that expectation that money is coming in, not just for themselves but for their families.
You mentioned that a lot of the women who come from rural villages in developing countries. What's it like for them when they arrive in the northern BC?
Well, obviously, culture shock is huge. And I mean, if we're looking at a northern context too, weather, just social isolation, huge factors. Geographically too, a lot of these women are isolated. Of course, most of the women that we deal live in the Greater Prince George area, but you hear of stories that are in completely rural and remote communities. We get a lot of phone calls from some of the women's shelters of women in these outlying areas, and I can only imagine how much more difficult it is for them. So,
I wonder, without sharing, obviously, without sharing names, if you could recount a story that sort of sticks out in your mind.
well, I think there's been more than one incidence of women that have moved to the community and are isolated, living on farms or outlying areas where they don't even have. First of all, language is an issue, culture is an issue, and just where they're located, they don't even have access to like go to the store or walk somewhere and see other people. So, like complete isolation.
We often think and we often hear of marriages that are far less than ideal in this situation. Is that the rule or is that the exception? Can you tell?
It's hard to say. I mean, you don't want to stereotype and say too that all of these arrangements result in these unsuccessful negative,
Right.
relationships, but there's certainly an imbalance of power in the majority of the cases that we see, and that's really concerning.
And so let's talk about the men, because we've talked about the women who come. Who are the men in this equation?
It's all across the board, but I think that a lot of times you're seeing older men that maybe this is their second or third marriage, that are looking for, I guess, what they would classify as the ideal wife. And maybe that's defined as somebody that's a little more subservient, somebody that fits that mold that maybe isn't as liberated as Western women, quote unquote.
We've tried to do a number of stories on this topic before on Daybreak. We've try to interview foreign brides. It's very difficult. This topic is in some ways taboo. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think too, the nature of the community that we live in, it's although that we are seeing a number of these cases and it is increasing over the years, there's still that issue of confidentiality, and to be able to tell your story and not know who you are is still maybe not possible in Prince George.
What would you like to see done to help brides in northern BC who come here, who are, as you say, in culture shock? What services are there for them now, and what services should there be that there aren't?
I think education is the biggest thing. What we see with these women is the fact that they are unaware of their rights coming into the country. If they're coming on a spousal agreement and they have permanent resident status, then they have access and legal rights to all of the services that any one of us do. And knowing that is not very common, because a lot of the women feel that they're financially and emotionally dependent on these men and rely on them, and sort of that's their only access of information. So more education, more outreach services, more awareness in general, I think, is important.
You touched briefly on the legal system, which made me question, are arranged marriages with a financial transaction involved legal?
In terms of the
If I go on the internet and essentially buy a bride, is that legal?
Oh yeah,
It is,
absolutely. Yeah,
really.
I guess the fees, so to speak, is paying that agency that's matching you up with these women. But through immigration, of course, you have to prove the relationship, and that can take several years. And with a lot of these people, when they meet, it is several years of long distance communication, whether the men are going to visit several times. So it's not just you can just go and it takes a couple weeks or anything like that.
Right, it's a long, involved process.
Right.
Well, we'll be interested to know what the UNBC study finds out. We'll ask them to come on again when it's done. In the meantime, Barb, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Barb Aldaba Ferguson is a diversity coordinator at the Immigrant and Multicultural Services Society in Prince George. We'd like to hear your stories. If you moved to Canada to marry, please give us a call on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932, and you can send us an email at daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.